For the first time in a while, it seemed, the Giants showed some life in this weekend series sweep against the Oakland A's, and now they head to San Diego for what can only be described as the most important series of the year, as the Giants cling to the slim chance of possibly making the playoffs this year. So we're going to get you set for that and talk about the impending roster crunch next.
You are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Giants, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. I'm a former contributor for the baseball statistics and analysis websites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I've been podcasting about the Giants since 2015, and I'm a lifelong fan. Thanks for making Locked On Giants your first listen every day. We're free and available wherever you get podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Vroom. With Vroom, you can buy a car entirely online and have it delivered straight to you so you never have to go to a dealership again. So next time you need a car, just grab your phone, go to vroom.com and check out thousands of great cars. And coming up on today's show, Giants swept the Oakland A's, and it was a two-game series, and the Oakland A's are one of the worst teams in baseball. So we're not getting the World Series championship parade scheduled just yet after this sweep, but it was a step in the right direction for the Giants. If you have any, like I do, like if you hold out any hope for this team possibly sneaking into the playoffs this year, which for me, why not just give it a shot while you still have a shot? And the Giants are teetering right on that point of having a shot versus not having a shot. Fangraphs lists their playoff odds at around 5-ish% right now. And what's crazy is that the team that has become the third wildcard team is actually now the San Diego Padres, who, by the way, are 1-4 since acquiring Juan Soto. So this kind of speaks to what I was saying with all the talk about the Giants are doomed for 15 years, which, first of all, Soto is under contract for 2 years after this year, not 15. And yes, the Padres may have the leg up on signing him long term, given that they're his current team now and that he very well could end up being there for 10 to 15. I mean, if it's a long-term deal, it's probably going to be a 15-year deal. But the talk about them being doomed, the Padres haven't had a full season of being above 500 since 2010, okay? And they collapsed last year despite having Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. all season. So you had one Juan Soto. It doesn't take you from a team that is below 500 to just a juggernaut, unbeatable team. So I think they underperformed last year. I think they're a good team, but still, they haven't proven anything yet. And even in the Juan Soto era, short as it has been, they're 1-4. And so that's another thing that it speaks to, is that in small samples, baseball is unpredictable. And the postseason is a giant small sample, if that makes any sense. Each series, each game, so important, yet a small sample. And so for the Giants going into San Diego, there's no reason they can't play well, because any team can beat any other team. And the Giants are better than they've played this year. Their run differential suggests a record more like 56-52 as opposed to 53-55, which they are now. So that team that the Giants are chasing, though, for that third wildcard spot is, in fact, the San Diego Padres. And where do the Giants go now? They go to San Diego for a three-game series. And that's why I said it's the most important series of the year. If you want to have any shot, like, this is your chance to catapult yourself. Like, if you can find a way to sweep them, I'm not saying that's likely at all, but if you could, hypothetically, you would be only three and a half games back. It's possible in that circumstance that the Brewers would take over the third wildcard spot, and so it doesn't guarantee you that you're only 3.5 back if you sweep. But being 6.5 back, it could go the other direction. If you get swept, you're 9.5 back, and that's just a very difficult circumstance to overcome. And so there's not a lot of time left. We're actually at the exact point where we've played two-thirds of the season. So only 33% of the season left. What is that? 54 games. And at 53 and 55, so the way I've looked at the final kind of estimates for what it would take to sneak into the playoffs as the third wildcard team. And I'm having a hard time believing that less than 88 wins would get you there. Even 88 might not. And we don't know yet exactly what it would take. But typically, I mean, 88 is kind of rough when you add an extra postseason team. Normally in the past, you could probably get away with 85, 86. I don't know historically what exactly it would be, but 88 was more like when you only had one or two wildcard teams, but now there's three. But this year, it looks like that's what it would take. And honestly, I'm fine with that because I don't want 500 teams basically getting into the playoffs. But for the Giants to win 88 games this season, they would have to go 35-19 the rest of the way. So to win 90 games, the Giants would have to go 37-17. To win 86, 33-21. So basically, they have to play really good baseball from here on out. And I'm saying 88, just as a reasonable goal, you still might end up short. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, you might be able to get in with 88. 35-19 seems roughly doable, but the Giants have to play basically at their best. And they have not been able to do that for any kind of sustained period of time this season. So there's not a ton of reason to believe that they will, but also they have guys coming back. So they're a lot of times when they've had their full roster coming back, they've ended up just not doing well despite having their full roster back, and or as soon as guys come back, they go right back out with some kind of injury. And that's been a huge story this season that has told the tale of 2022, is just injuries. And every team has them, and you have to be able to overcome them. But also, the Giants are a roster of older players, and so these injuries should have been seen coming, you know, in a way. They had injuries last year as well, but the depth guys that came in, like, did a job. Like, Lamont Wade Jr. filling in. He wasn't even on the opening day roster, I don't think. No, he wasn't. But he came in, and he made such an impact. Well, this year, that just hasn't really been the case. So coming up in a minute, we're going to talk just about that, because they are getting healthy, and Evan Longoria is set to come off the injured list either today or tomorrow, and it's not clear what the corresponding roster move will be. And they also had to make three roster moves to get Crawford, Jock Peterson, and Tyro Estrada back on the roster this weekend. We'll talk about what those were as well. But first, as you gear up for fall, you need the right people on your team to help your small business fire on all cylinders. LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it easier to find the people you want to talk to faster and for free. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on the candidates with just the right skills and experience, so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonMLB. That's linkedin.com/lockedonMLB to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. All right, here we go. We are going to talk about the roster crunch. We kind of speculated about it on Friday, and I'm actually going to take back something I said on Friday, and it may even actually have been the title of the episode, that the Giants need to or should start thinking about the future with the impending roster crunch. And I guess I'm not entirely taking it back, and I think the moves that we predicted would happen up to this point have been the moves that have happened. So they add Jock Peterson and Brandon Crawford ahead of Saturday's game, right? No game on Friday. And the corresponding roster moves there were that they optioned David Villar, and actually, my goodness, I'm blanking on the other move. They DFA Dixon Machado. So I think those are the first two moves we speculated about. And then to add Tyro Estrada back to the roster on Sunday, they optioned Yermín Mercedes. So these were, I believe, the moves that we predicted would happen, but it gets a little bit tougher now when we talk about them adding Evan Longoria. And it also is worth repeating that they have currently 14 position players, and they have not sustained having 14 position players. They often go back to having 13, and thus an even split of 13 pitchers, 13 position players. So I wouldn't expect them to just indefinitely have 14 position players. And so it's hard enough to figure out what they're going to do to re-add Evan Longoria to the roster. But then, so say you make a move there, whatever it is, for a position player getting optioned or DFA'd even, then you've got Longoria back, but you're still at 14 position players. And so there's even another move to be made to get you back down to 13, which I think they'll want to do eventually. So that's what I'm watching out for. And here are the possibilities, right? So the guys who have minor league options are Luis Gonzalez, Joey Bart, which catchers would never be the corresponding move for another position player coming back. So Bart's not going anywhere, nor should he. He's been one of their best players recently. And anyway, that's not happening. So Luis Gonzalez, Mike Yastrzemski has minor league options, and he had a two-homer game, so he's not going anywhere. JD Davis hit a bomb in this series and is a key part of this roster now, I would say. He's not going anywhere. Bryce Johnson and Austin Slater. And so among those guys, I think Bryce Johnson probably the most obvious. But I thought like the point of adding him to the 40-man and adding him to the major league roster was that they wanted to get a sustained look at him. Maybe not, because like, and that's where my title of should they should go with an eye towards the future with their impending roster crunch was specifically about this situation. And where I said I'm going to walk it back a little bit is that, I mean, Bryce Johnson, I don't think he's recorded a hit. It's the defense hasn't really played much of a factor. Yeah, he's 0 for 4. He's only had 4 plate appearances in 4 games played. So they've platooned him. And something I didn't realize when he was called up is that he, at least in the minors this year, I'd have to look at his long-term track record, but that he's done much better against left-handed pitching. As a switch hitter, guys often have a stronger side of at the plate. And if his is against left-handed pitching and he's just a short side of a platoon guy who can also give you, be a late inning defensive replacement, give you a steal off the bench or something, and or, you know, start against left-handed pitching and stay in the game if you have a lead because of his defense, but pinch hit for him if you're behind, if you need a run and his spot comes up in a big situation. So if that's the way they're going to use him, I could see him being optioned and is probably the most likely and obvious of all the names I mentioned. But I do think it is a little bit more of a question, like, should you do that? Because the Giants do not have this type of player on the roster. He's really the only one. And I don't know. I'm going to be fascinated to see what they do. So Luis Gonzalez is another possibility. He has kind of been, I don't want to say in a tailspin, but he's not really done much for a sustained period of time. And the overall numbers have fallen to the point of the batting average being 274. For a long time, it was like 330 something. On base is still good at 343. And the slugging is 397. So it's a 111 weighted runs created plus, but it has fallen quite a bit. And he's also made bad base running mistakes, at times defensive mistakes. I don't think they should send him down. And again, this is what I'm saying. With, you know, their moves should have an eye towards the future. And if you send down Bryce Johnson and or Luis Gonzalez, remember I said eventually they got to make 2 moves in order to get down to 13 position players, which is not a requirement, but is something I assume they're eventually going to do. It happens when you run thin on arms. Like if your bullpen gets overused, you want to add that extra pitcher. Right now they don't have that extra pitcher. They're short a pitcher. So Bryce Johnson and Luis Gonzalez being optioned is a possibility in the coming days and weeks. But that's why, and the picture that we attached to last week's episode was a grimacing Tommy La Stella. And on the one hand, I still believe to an extent in Tommy La Stella, and every so often he'll give you a good at bat and he'll rip something and you'll realize he's a threat against a right-handed pitcher. But at the same time, he did play the field at one point in this series in Oakland, played third base, I think with Carlos Rodon on the mound. And so every time we say, like, he can't even play the field, that really hurts his value. They put him out there in the field. And I don't know. You start to think, like, does it make sense to kind of cut ties with a struggling veteran? Or even Lamont Wade Jr., who was really struggling but kind of salvaged himself with a home run in this series in Oakland. But there aren't a lot of obvious moves here. I don't know if, to you listening, you think that any of those guys, I mean, maybe Bryce Johnson is definitely the most obvious. And then do you option a Luis Gonzalez, even though you're kind of looking towards the future? And I think you want to see what you have in these guys, given your position. But also they could possibly justify, like, just for this short term, like while they're still in the race, and see if you can, with, you know, Longoria gives you more certainty than what you're getting with a Bryce Johnson. We don't really know exactly what you're going to get out of Bryce Johnson, but Longoria, you kind of know what you're going to get. And maybe you just try to play this thing out while you're still not at 0% playoff odds, basically. And then if at a certain point you're like 12 back in the wild card with like 30 games left, you start to just make those more future oriented moves. So I'm just mostly interested to see what they end up doing. And it's going to start as soon as today or tomorrow with Evan Longoria. My guess would be a Bryce Johnson option, which my guess would be wouldn't be very popular among a lot of fans on Twitter specifically, but we will just have to wait to find out. So coming up in just a minute, we're actually going to get back to some of our mailbag questions. And the question is about if the front office doesn't start making moves to the future and they don't have a big offseason, is Farhan Zaidi going to be on the hot seat? So we'll get to that momentarily. But first, betonline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your betting needs. Find all your favorite sports and events at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports wagering information, from live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts. They have you covered. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action happening today. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, here we go. We are going to dip into some more mailbag questions. I've got about 20 or more left over from last week. Thank you again to everyone who submitted questions. The first one for today comes from Michael Scott, who says, if they continue to run the vets out there / ignore that it's time to play for the future, plus if Farhan doesn't go after big ticket items this offseason and finally spend some money, will he be on the hot seat? $165 million running out $19 million lineups is a disgrace. So there's a lot loaded in here. Like I said, I think that I presented what I think is a logical kind of case forward. If they're like completely eliminated from playoff contention and they're still running out Tommy La Stella and he's just doing nothing, and Evan Longoria and he's looking old and getting hurt, and they're just, I don't know. I don't really think there's too much. I think that you got to see, like if Luis Gonzalez is in the minors and the Giants have been like eliminated, I think that that doesn't make any sense. But I also don't think they'll do that. And then if Zaidi doesn't go after big ticket items, it's hard to prove if a guy does or doesn't. Only ownership and Zaidi and the inner circle of the Giants, you know, would know who they do or don't pursue, because going after someone isn't the same as actually signing them. At the end of the day, there's often, you can't make them sign with you, and you, like, there's a case to be made. Yeah, maybe you have to overpay, and maybe you should at a certain point. I've also, I don't want to say backed off. I had strong feelings about they need to sign, not need to, but should try to sign Aaron Judge. A big part of that is that he probably would be willing to play here, which you can't say about every big time offensive star who hits the open market. And the reason for it is that Aaron Judge grew up in the area and grew up a Giants fan. And so there's that. And if you pay, if you kind of match maybe what a team like the Yankees ultimately offers or even exceed it a little bit, maybe you have a shot. And so on the one hand, I feel that way. But on the other hand, I do legitimately worry about the fact that he's already 30-something. He's going to be 31 in year one of the deal. And so if you give him a 7-year deal, you are talking about, I mean, This, think of Evan Longoria, right? When he was 30, he was still really good too. And I'd have to look up, it's not a direct comparison, but a lot of really good players are really good when they're 30, and then they just become something else when they get into more of their mid to late 30s. And so I do worry about that. That hasn't changed. I think in an ideal world, you sign these 26-year-old superstars like Bryce Harper a few years ago, whom they tried to sign. Manny Machado a few years ago was the same age as Bryce Harper in the same free agent class. Juan Soto would be 26, I think, when he hits free agency in a couple of off seasons. So I think in a perfect world, it's those guys and one of those guys that you end up signing. And also Larry Bear, Anxiety, and other, mostly Larry Bear recently has talked about how you can home grow your own superstars. And he's right. I mean, it's like we need to start seeing the Marco Lucianos, Kyle Harrisons, and others arriving at the major league level and being stars. Like, we need some of that too. You can't just have Aaron Judge and then that's it. Like I've said, the Nationals had Juan Soto. They were bad. The Angels have had Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani and Anthony Rendon, and they've been bad. And so you really do need to continue to have a whole team of quality players, and that's what it takes. And so you need a little bit of both. But in terms of your question, would he be on the hot seat? Finally spend some money. I think that no, because if anything, this is kind of possibly ownership driven. Like, we have to understand Farhan Zaidi, like, if he was just given infinite money, like, there's no reason they wouldn't just overpay for everybody. He's got to operate within reason. There's some kind of limit for ownership, and I don't think that they've pushed up against it, but I think ownership is actually quite happy with him. And so in terms of him being on the hot seat, I see no indication that he's anywhere near on the hot seat in terms of being fired. But fans are certainly going to turn and start to get their pitchforks. If they haven't already purchased those pitchforks, there's going to be a lot of them out there, and it's already happening. And if they do this again and they just don't make really any significant acquisitions in the offseason, you're going to see this get louder and louder. And if the payroll doesn't go up again, or even if it goes down, fans have caught on to this, and you're going to hear it more and more and more. So that is actually all the time we have for today. We have a lot more mailbag questions, but we are going to have to save them for later, and I will, and we'll get to more in the coming days throughout the rest of the week. So thanks again for making Locked On Giants your first listen today. Now make your second listen the Locked On MLB podcast. MLB expert Paul Francis Sullivan brings humor, passion, and unique perspective on every team and the biggest stories around the league. Follow the number one daily league-wide podcast, Locked On MLB, on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. Check me out on Twitter at Ben Kaspic, K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you like this show, please consider rating it or leaving a review. It helps me out a lot, so thank you in advance, and thank you to everyone who's done so already. Like I said, biggest series of the year starts tonight. I know a lot of people kind of probably given up on this team, but Giants, if they can find a way to win at least 2 out of 3, then they stay in the race, in my opinion. So we will be back tomorrow breaking down this critical Game 1. I hope to see you there. Anyway, can't wait to be with you tomorrow. Thanks again for listening. You are now Locked On Giants.